you could become a vibrational match to what you're asking for. That would be really good for you. Because when you ask for something and then you do not achieve vibrational harmony with what you're asking for, you don't let it in. Just like if you set your radio dial on a different station than the one you intend to hear. It is not different from that. So when you ask for something, when you desire it, but you believe otherwise, you have a cross signal going on. If you desire prosperity and you feel scared to death about your financial situation, you're blocking it. Not because you mean to, and it doesn't stay away because you are unworthy. It's only that you are holding a vibration that cannot let it in, at least for now. And the reason that you are doing it is because, in most cases, you are so aware of where you stand. You are so busy observing what is, that what is predominantly what your vibration offers. So even though from time to time you get very clear about what you want and what you prefer, without meaning to, you talk much more about where you are than about where you're going. You talk much more about how it is than how you'd like it to be. You face reality more than you dream. And we can certainly understand why. Oh, you knew when you came forth into this time-space reality that you were going to have all the visceral, sensual, sensuous sensors that help you to determine and understand and approach this time-space reality. And it is so delicious to have all of these facilities to interpret vibration and to conclude the lifestyle that you are concluding. It is wonderful as non-physical source energy to flow to you and through you and feel the personal expression of life that you are interpreting. But we would like you to interpret your now reality a little less and spend more time in the imagination stage, more time in the wouldn't it be nice if stage, more time in the anticipating what is to come that will be more to your liking even than what is. Now, what is full of things you like. We know that. We are not wanting to ask you to stop focusing upon what is. We like it that you focus upon what is, unless you're focusing upon a part of what is that isn't the way you want it to be. And that is the dichotomy that so often you experience. You sift through your experience. You see things that are not as you want them to be. That's normal. That's what this contrast is all about. From that, you conclude a preference that you would prefer. A rocket of desire shoots out of you. That's the request that summons the answer, the source, the solution, the goods. But then you got to line up with your desire. You can't stay in vibrational harmony with whatever happened that caused you to launch the desire. So it's sort of like you've got to ask the question and then you've got to get fixated on the answer. You have to ask the question and then listen for the answer. Expect the answer. Know that the answer is coming, even if you can't hear it right now. You want to get into that. Hopeful isn't the best word, but it's better than others. You want to get in that hopeful, better word, expectant, better word, anticipating, better word, absolute faith, better word, knowing that it's coming even though you don't see it yet. Because when you get into that patient, open, expectant mode, then even in the absence of things you really want, you are at ease. And when you are at ease, you are not resistant to what you are wanting. We call this gathering the art of allowing. And what we really mean by that, which is sometimes easier for you to hear, is we mean the art of not resisting. We mean the art of letting in. We mean the art of not letting in. We mean the art of allowing what you want to come in. It really is the art of feeling good even when something that you want isn't happening the way you want it to be, which is really what a faith-based experience is. Faith in what is